We're glad you're here today. Again, this is Celebration Sunday. And again, so much to thank the Lord for. We have got guests with us today. So if you're a guest, we're so glad that you're here today. And I know you're here, you're celebrating potentially somebody that's getting baptized, or maybe somebody that's giving a testimony, or maybe you're just here because you just found us and you're here today. We are glad that you're here. We really do believe that God has called us as a church to make an impact, not only on our local congregation, but on in the city beyond us. And so we really believe the best days for Rockside Church are ahead of us, and so grateful to be a part of it. My name is Pastor Michelle. I'm the lead pastor here. I've been on vacation, so last Sunday, you did not see me here. I was on vacation with my husband, Chuck, and we were with another set of friends. And I will tell you, the goodness of God, man, when you start to look for his activity, when you start to be aware of who God is and what he's doing in your life, it's amazing to see how much we can be thankful for. And if we can learn as children, right, we're God's kids, if we can learn to have grateful hearts, it's amazing. There's almost like a superpower, supernatural something to being grateful and being thankful. Changes your perspective and honors God. And so today we just have much to be thankful for as a church. We have much to give God the glory for because it's his church. Amen. It's his assignment that he's given us as a local community in this city, right? It's all about him. And we just want to be faithful. We want to be committed to that, to see that mission fulfilled. Amen. Each of us doing our individual parts, because we all have an individual piece of that. But then we have a collective piece as Rockside Church. In this next moment, we're going to talk a little bit about why membership is important. We have official membership here at Rockside, those that have gone through membership class, those that have said, you know what, I'd like to step into a little bit deeper part of being a part of the church, gone through a class, made a commitment to the church, and today we're going to be receiving 5 new members into Rockside Church, and it's an exciting time, amen? So I just want to share a couple thoughts on why it's important to do that, all right? So we as Rockside Church, we are an Assemblies of God church, all right? So we're a part of a cooperative fellowship. So why is it important to be a part of a fellowship? Why is it important to be a part of a denomination, Assemblies of God? Well, number one, for protection. As a church, we're not just doing our own thing. We are a part of a national, global Assemblies of God of churches across not only the United States, but the globe. So your pastor is not just deciding one day to do certain things and go off the crazy world. I'm accountable. Our church is accountable to something bigger than just us. That's a lot to feel good about. Amen. Accountability is a big deal. As a church, we are accountable not just to us locally, but to our state and then to the broader whole of what we're doing and why we're doing it. That's something that you can say, oh, I feel good to know that the church is accountable, the pastor is accountable, the leadership is accountable. All right, those are big deals in this day and age. Obviously, fellowship. We get to partner not only here locally, but with other churches in our area. We meet and do worship nights and prayer nights. We do things together because we're better together. And then, of course, just big picture, right? Isn't it great to know that as an Assemblies of God church, it's not, we're doing our part here in this community, but so is the church in Parma, and so is the church in Cleveland, and so is the church in Elyria, and so is the church wherever the city is, wherever the church is, right? We are all doing our piece to the kingdom work, amen? And we're all a part of it. So here's just a couple reasons. Number one, your commitment to Christ becomes visible, right? By saying, hey, I'd like to be an official member, you're saying, I'm making a commitment, not only to God, but to this church, all right? And that becomes available to everybody to see. Number two, you're making a commitment. It's a powerful statement of what God is doing in your life, right? In a low commitment culture that says, ah, no thanks, I don't need to make a commitment. When you say, you know what, yeah, I'm going to be a member, you're saying, I want to be a part. I'm going to be an active participant in what God's doing. I'm not just going to date the church. I'm going to come and I'm going to be committed, amen? In a world where we got a lot of people dating church, right? They come and go as they please and they pick and choose. All right. Commitment is a big deal in this consumer culture. By joining a church, you're saying, I'm committed to this group of people and they are committed to me. That's the beautiful part. I am here to give more than I am to get. right? That's the beautiful part about a family, about a church family. Membership is a way to do that. Number three, church membership keeps us accountable. When we officially join a church, we are offering ourselves to one another, to be encouraged by one another, corrected potentially in love by one another, serving one another, right? We're placing ourselves under the leadership, submitting ourselves to the authority of not only God, but the leadership. And that's hard sometimes. We get that. We understand that. But it's important to do that. Number four, it helps your pastor and the staff be more faithful shepherds. It really helps us know who's here. We can't pastor who we don't know is here. Are they with us? You know, they've been gone for 6 weeks. They don't come back. Like, as a shepherd and it has a team of shepherds, when you are faithfully a part of, it helps us know who we're taking care of, who we want to come alongside of, amen? Especially through COVID. Man, with all that went on with that and people that left church and kind of just comes around every 6 weeks, they say now the average church attender that came to church twice a month before COVID now comes every 6 weeks. Wow, right? In a low commitment world, church membership brings that commitment up. And again, it helps me as the pastor know who is a part of us. Who am I really truly responsible for, right? Because otherwise it could be unending. And so being a member brings that into that great visibility. We don't want to take those commitments lightly. And we're thankful for all of our current members, all right? We're so grateful for the prayer and their commitment to tithing and offerings. When it comes time for business meetings and big things we have to vote on and elect board members, and even when I was elected as the new lead pastor, those are big things that you want people to be able to vote on and be a part of, all right? Those are practical reasons, right? Some roles in the church require you to be a member of the church. Like in order to serve as a board member, you have to be an official member of the church. And so again, there's a lot of practical reasons why you would want to become a member. Coming up, we'll have some more. We'll tell you soup with staff and membership classes coming up. So if that's something that you're interested in, we'll constantly throughout the year have opportunities for you to learn and to grow and get connected in. And so we want to make sure that you have that opportunity. But today, those that are going to stand before you, I'm going to read the commitment that they're making, not only to God, but to each of you as well, and to this church. This is the commitment, and it says this: having received Christ as my Lord and Savior, and having been baptized in water, and being in agreement with Rockside Church, its purposes, beliefs, core values, and structure, I commit myself to be a member of this community of believers and doing the following. Number one, I will attend church regularly and faithfully. Number two, I will tithe 10% of my income to the ministry of Rockside Church. Number three, I will find a place to serve at Rockside Church. Number four, I will change habits and practices that are unscriptural and create disunity within the body. Number five, I will seek to resolve conflicts in a biblical manner. Amen. Number six, I will be committed to personal growth and the growth of Rockside Church. Number seven, I will be committed to winning others to Christ. Those are the commitments that as members, they're saying, I'm committed to this. Not being perfect, but the heart direction of, Lord, I don't want to just show up and be a consumer, but I want to show up and be a participant in what's going on. And so I am thankful today, and I want us to give a warm welcome. I'm going to read their names, and they're going to come up here, and we're going to pray for them, and we're going to welcome them into the official body of Rockside Church. And it's exciting. It's exciting when people take that next step to not only come under and being involved in serving, but in prayer. Guys, we live in a spiritual world that the battle, we need more people praying, amen? And so as church members, when you're an official member, you're in, you're praying, you want to see God do his great work in this city. And so I'd like us to welcome this morning. So when I call your name, if you'll just come up, and once everybody gets up here, we'll clap and we'll pray for you. So welcome Dennis and Martha Moldovan. All right, you guys go ahead and clap as they come up. All right, if you guys just come across up here in the front. And there you go, a certificate for each of you. Yeah, just stand facing the front. All right. Yvette Applewhite. All right, give a hand clap for her. We're so excited. Thankful to what the Lord is doing in your life, in your daughter's life. Awesome, thank you. All right, and Ann Nottingham. Give a hand clap for her. Yes, absolutely. Wonderful. Awesome, awesome. And we do have one other, but she is not here today, but Sharon Strasberg. So we could get a hand clap for her as well. Oh, she is. Yes, thank you. You weren't in your normal. I didn't see you. Sharon, thank you so much. Yes, give another hand clap for her. So Rockside, let's stand to our feet and let's give all of our new members a hand clap as we welcome them officially to being a part of us. So good. Now it's all of our job, right, as the faith community of Rockside Church to get to know them. If you don't already know them, these are wonderful men and women who love Jesus, have something to give to this next season of Rockside Church. They're here for a reason and you're here for a reason. And so we want to bless them. We want to pray for them this morning. And so can you just put your hands out as we pray for our new members today? Father God, we thank you for what you're doing here at Rockside Church. And Lord, we just pray today for all of our new members. God, that you will do an incredible work in them. God, that you will give them the peace that passes all understanding, that they are exactly where they need to be. God, I pray that you will continue to stir up the gifts in each one of them. God, showing them their destiny and why you have created them the way they've been created. And God, as they get involved and serve and just coming along the mission of the gospel, Lord, I pray anointing, fresh anointing on each of them. Holy Spirit, may they be able to sense your presence and may you just bless their lives and their families, Lord, as they say yes to you, as they're obedient to the call, and as they step into membership. God, I pray that you will use them in this next season as we move and just make hell really nervous as a church. God, may each of them participate in that, and God, may there just be fresh anointing on their lives. Bless them, provide for them. God, you know each one of their stories and you know where they're needing just a desperate touch from you today, God. And so we pray today that they sense your love, your care, and may they feel welcomed here at this church as it is now their official home church. God, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, Jesus, in your precious and your holy name. Amen and amen. Can we give a hand clap? We love you guys. We're so grateful to have you guys here a part of us. Thank you, guys. You may be seated. We're so glad, so thankful for you guys. Man, yes, amen, amen. You're not here by accident. No matter if you've been here for 20 years at Rockside or you've been here for 2 weeks, you're here because God has destined you to be here, whether you realize it or not. All right. God is amazing how he puts things together. And, you know, coming off of vacation, of course, I'm a lot more fresh and clear and got a lot of the joy of the Lord, right? I was at the ocean and spent just time in the beauty of God's presence. I'll tell you, I've had a fear of the ocean, fear of sharks, really, for most of my life. And it's kept me on kind of the shallow end of the ocean, I guess I would say. And I watched a lot of shark weeks growing up. So, you know, so I have this love-hate relationship with sharks, and that's okay. I mean, there's wisdom in that, hello. But it's also kept me from really being able to enjoy what I love. You know, I've really stayed to the shallow end and even on the beach. And lately, the last couple times I've been to Florida, I've been able to go in to the ocean and just up to, I mean, my husband is witness and other people who were with me on another trip were witness to being able to be in it just right around my waist and just being able to enjoy my feet in the sand and the amazing vastness of the ocean and just God's creation, you know, without fear. That's a big deal. I know those are small things possibly to you, but I really felt a lot of sense of peace and freedom. Trust me, I'm still wise. We went on a dolphin adventure, and they told us there are like 400 and some dolphins in this bay, and they name them, and they have them all, you know, marked, and they each have shark bites on them. All 400, they said, because there's lots of sharks in that area. So I was like, see? I knew there were sharks. but they are like, they usually stay, you know, deep and things like that. But anyways, I say all that to say, you know, we're all in a process. And for you, you might be dealing with anxiety and depression and just things that are really deep and really hard. God cares about the smallest things to the biggest things. And, you know, for me, that was maybe a silly thing to be afraid of sharks or, you know, the ocean. And it's kept me from, again, experiencing freedom. And so for you, there are things in your life that are holding you back from experiencing freedom. And the more we can surrender and the more we can just relax in God's presence and let him take over, man, it can change your life. So I'm just thankful for the goodness of God. I'm thankful for the beauty of his creation. I'm thankful to be learning how to slow down and realize what he's doing, because he's active all the time and he's doing miracles all the time. We just aren't always slowing down enough to see it. And so your pastor is learning. Aren't you glad to know your pastor is learning? Amen. All right, well, we're going to have a few testimonies today. You're going to hear from some of our congregation of just what God is doing. And so I'm going to call a couple at a time to come up here and they're going to share. So just as you hear these testimonies, may it build your faith, may it encourage you, may it make you even more aware of the stories and the testimonies you have. Because honestly, each one of us could be able to stand up here today and share something, because God is moving and he's doing things. We're just not always aware. So I'd like to invite to the stage Pastor Leah and Victoria. If you guys would come on up, give a hand clap. They're going to start us off with sharing some testimonies. So we'll start with Leah, and then we'll pass off to Victoria, and then Victoria and I are going to tag team.
Yes, hello. I would just like to say that me too. Honestly, I cannot go into the ocean without like my dweeby little socks on, like those water socks, because yes, so that's such a good analogy. So my name is Leah. There's just been a lot that God has been doing over the past couple of months. I mean, my whole life, honestly. Yes, like when is God not doing something, right? But just things to testify about. So a little backstory. So about a month and a half ago, give or take, I had experienced some health setbacks, I had like gotten sick, and it had triggered some things that had caused some like debilitating inflammation in my body. It was a little scary for a minute there, but you know, you trust God and you just keep walking through things. And I had come to church that next Sunday, and as we do here at Rockside, we prayed. It was pre-service prayer, and we were sitting over there, and one of our littles, Nora, if you know her, was in here with us because her mom was serving that day. And, you know, everyone was, like, around, and, like, they laid hands on me, and everyone was praying, and no one prompted her or anything like that. Nora's probably, like, 5 or 6. And she, like, laid her hands on me also, and just, like, in turn, because it was like popcorn prayer moment, you know, she just opened her mouth and just started proclaiming whatever it was that she was proclaiming, like, Pastor Leah is going to be great, like, she's going to be healed, thank you, Jesus, that she's, like, going to be able to walk, that she's going to be able to do all these things. And then afterwards, because I really was feeling disheartened about the situation at hand, because when you're unable to do things that you typically would, like, you know, walk comfortably or be able to move, and you don't know when that's going to be solved or how that's going to come about for you to feel better or if you'll ever feel better, you know, it's easy to get in your mind and just feel a little discouraged, you know, about what's happening to you. And she looked at me afterwards, again, completely unprompted, okay? And she's like, hey, I just want to tell you, like, Jesus loves you and he sees you. And even though you're going through this, you're a good mom and you're a good pastor and you're going to be able to be okay. And it's okay for you to feel sad. And like, this little girl was really just like giving it to me. And it's like, amen. I think Pastor Michelle was weeping. I was weeping. It's like, oh my goodness, like out of the mouths of babes, truly, like truth was just flowing out of her. And that was just so encouraging and honestly challenging. You know, it says in the Bible to come with childlike faith. And there's a whole bunch of reasons I could probably like preach a whole entire 3 hours on what that looks like and how that applies to us. But really coming with that innocence, really coming with that openness and without the chips on our shoulders that you get as you get older. Like she just looked at me and she's like, hey, feel your feelings. That's great. Which great parenting, Michaela, if you're watching, if you're here, proud of you. feel your feelings, but Jesus sees you and Jesus loves you and Jesus is going to take care of you. And even though you're experiencing this, it doesn't mean that, you know, you're not a good mom and you're not a good friend and you're not a good pastor and you're not, like, she's just going down the list, like edifying me, hyping me up. And that was just so encouraging. And I'm just really thankful for a church that stewards those kind of moments. So thankful for Jesus who brings in not just us as adults, but our kids and our teenagers into those moments as well. There's not an age limit on what the Lord can do or who he can use. So who knows, the next word that you might receive might come out of one of those littles that come back there. You just got to give them a second to get through their thoughts. Go ahead.
And on that note, she has one other thing she's going to share. But on that note, parents and grandparents and guardians, it's why it's important that your kids are in church. It's why it's important that you bring them into the environment. You're teaching them at home, absolutely, but getting them involved in, we've got kids' church going on and nursery going on, and they're not just being babysat. They're being taught how to love Jesus and how to pray and how to grow in Christ. And so to me, as a pastor, that was so encouraging because we want to see our kids prophesying. We want to see our kids praying for other people. We want to see them understanding who Jesus is. Amen? Starting at that young age as they're growing up. So that was just beautiful.
Yeah, totally. There's so much we can learn from those little ones, seriously. It's part of the reason why I love what I get to do here, too. One more thing that I just had to share, because it's just so good. If you've been walking with the Lord for any amount of time, you know that he really is. I think the pastor who came last week, I believe, or no, 2 weeks ago, he had used the word Jehovah sneaky, which, like, seriously, like, he will just sneak on in there, whatever it is, when you're least expecting it, like, expect it, okay? So it was after a Wednesday night prayer and worship that we had. Here at the church, and, you know, it was late. We hadn't really, like, gotten dinner. Like, the boys had already fallen asleep. And Jordan was like, hey, like, do you want to go grab Taco Bell? Now, mind you, maybe not the healthiest of choices to run out at 11:30 to get Taco Bell on a Wednesday night. But here we were, right? Right, yeah. So I had gone out. You know, we ordered on our app. I went out, and I was on the phone with a friend who was packing up her house and just happened to also be up. And, you know, you're just shooting the breeze, late night conversations, whatever. And I just had mentioned to her, I'm like, you know, I don't feel like I have a lot of opportunities for, like, natural evangelism. Like, sure, there are, but my circle is really pretty much the church. Like, where I live my life is really around church circles. And I had been feeling really convicted lately, like, oh, I need to find another out. Like, I need to find another place to do this. So I was like, you know, I've been praying, like, you know, Lord, just, like, give me opportunity. Lord, use me. Lord, do something. And I literally was saying these words to her, okay? So I'd gone through the Taco Bell drive-thru and last minute decided, yep, you know, we're already making poor late night choices. Why not just head over to Arby's too to grab something else from there? They had like a 2 for $6 mozzarella stick, and that was calling my name, right? So I'm going, and now mind you, it's also raining. So I'm going through, and obviously there's nobody else in line at near midnight at this point. And I had run into this, you know, checkout girl, and me being a gabber, you know, oh, hey, oh my goodness, I think I remember you. So we had done, I think they're still on the back, we had these little wristbands that say the Jesus way on them, right? Pastor Michelle had done a sermon on it, and my youngest, Jace, had grabbed probably like 15 of them, seriously, and was just like passing them out like Santa Claus with those wristbands after church that Sunday. And we had happened to go to that Arby's, and he had given this cashier one. And we had like a cute interaction. It was not anything too serious, but, you know, he was bold. That was a cute moment. You forget about it because this was months ago at this point. So anyhow, I'm going through this drive-thru, and I recognized her, and I was like, oh, wait, I think we've met before. I'm like, I want to say we met here. My son and you had an interaction. She's like, oh, you know, maybe I don't fully remember. And I'm like, that's okay. I was like, I just remember you being really sweet and really kind. And it's like, you know, having little pleasant conversation. And she's like, oh, thank you so much. You know, okay, we have to put these down fresh. So like, pull ahead. It's like, okay. So I'm still on the phone with my friend at this point too. All right. And so I'm waiting and I'm talking to my friend, still on the conversation of like, you know, how am I supposed to like evangelize to people when there's nobody around me to evangelize to other than like the people that are already within my scope. So some time had passed. It's again, raining, okay, midnight, raining. She comes out with this full bag, and I already have my full bag of Taco Bell too, mind you, crazy. Full bag. She's like, we had some extra things. She's like, you were so kind. I'm just going to give you all this with your meal. And then she stops for a minute and she's like, did he give me a bracelet? And I'm like, oh, yeah, he did. She's like, does it say the Jesus way on it? Yes, it did. And she's like, so I got, she's like, I'm really sorry. She was really apologetic. She's like, I'm so sorry. I got in an accident a couple of months ago and had a traumatic brain injury, and I have like really serious memory loss. She's like, but I've had this bracelet on my nightstand. And she's like, I'm not particularly religious. She's like, but I've had this bracelet on my nightstand, and for some reason I haven't been able to get rid of it. And it's like, oh, like that's so cool that you still have that. And out of, like, when I tell you no hesitation, and this is not necessarily where I always operate from, especially not at midnight, I was like, oh, you know, I'm so sorry about your accident. I'll be praying for you. Actually, wait, can I just pray for you right now? And she's like, oh, yeah, sure. And so she took her visor off, which I chuckled at a little bit because, you know, cute notion, but it's raining, it's nighttime. It's like, okay. She took her visor off and, like, literally, like, her hand was on my window, so like I had laid my hand on her hand, and I just prayed like, thank you, Jesus, for my new friend. Thank you that you see her, you know her, you love her, like just really speaking truth and like praying healing over her. And she's like sobbing at this point, and her manager's like waiting at the door looking like, what is happening? Why is she just like standing here crying in the rain with this lady at midnight, right? And she was like, thank you so much. And I'm like, oh, you're welcome. You know, see you, bye. Like, I panicked, seriously, because I didn't even realize what was happening. And I rolled up my window and zoomed on by. And I told my friend was still on the phone, and I forgot she was there for a minute. And she's like, whoa. She's like, Leah, do you realize what just came out of your mouth and then what it was that the Lord just delivered? She's like, do you realize? Like, you literally just said, Lord, why aren't you using me? And then you were so sensitive to the Holy Spirit, it literally just rolled off your tongue. Like, here it is. Here's that. Like, I'm not going to pray for you later. Let's pray for you now. I'm not going to wait to, like, encounter you again. Let me speak truth into your life right now. And honestly, like, I left that, and I was, like, crying. I was laughing. Like, I was so, like, taken aback by how it was that the Lord answered me in that moment. I had talked to Pastor Michelle, like, a day or so after, and I'm like, man, that really, like, fired me up. Like, really, like, lit something under me again. Like, there really is opportunity, and not in a weird way, not in like any kind of like out of pocket way, truly just to know the Lord's voice and not think about it as much as I think that you think you need to, like truly, like just to be able to be like, oh, you mentioned this, hey, can I take a minute to like pray with you, like Jesus, thank you, heal them, touch them, oh, hey, it's so nice to meet you, hey, here are these really good things that I'm noticing about you right now, just speaking truth into people's lives, and truly like having those moments is really what revival is, having those moments is truly what it is to be walking with the Lord and pulling others into that community. So while testimony, yes, I think a little bit of a challenge for all of us of, you know, who is it? Is it, who's your Arby's girl, right? Like, who is it that you've encountered and like can have even a minor conversation with about their life that might not be totally, you know, the people you would normally have a conversation like that with? And how is it that you can be in action without, you know, needing to think too hard about it? Because really, he's with us always, and he's in all of our conversations, and he's in all of our actions if we allow him to be there and be the one front and center, right? So I'm just really thankful, for the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and really thankful that, like, hey, this is something that we get to do, and it's really cool and really fun to be a part of these moments. So yeah.
Absolutely. Can we give the Lord a hand clap for that? Thank you, Pastor Elliot. You can have a seat. that's a big deal, man, if we can just be aware, right? The opportunities are all around us if we're just availing ourselves to the Holy Spirit. We'll see God use us. Amen. All right, so we've got another testimony, and it's a duo. I'll start the conversation because it'll give some context, and then Victoria is going to share. But this was, probably a month plus ago. We were in pre-service prayer. A lot happens in pre-service prayer. So a little plug, 9:45 on Sundays. We have really good prayer times before church. We were praying, and we don't always ask for personal prayer requests in pre-service prayer. There's different focuses and things. Well, this particular Sunday, we did, and so different people had kind of shared some prayer requests. Well, I had sensed that I needed to share a prayer request from our church, just in general. We were in need of an admin. We had had one, and they had resigned and had moved on, and so we were needing an administrative assistant. And because it is a really specific role, it's not something we can put out like, hey, we need a full-time person with a full-time salary and amazing benefits. It's really a niche opportunity with, you know, minimal hours, and, you know, and we do the best to take care of, but it's going to take a certain person in a season. So I was like, well, Lord, should I really share that, you know, with the prayer team? And God's like, yeah. And so I just mentioned it. Hey, we need to pray for us because we need to find an admin. And so we put that out there in pre-service prayer. We prayed about it. And then later that evening, I got a text message from Victoria. And so I'll let her continue the story from there. So, but you're going to see just how amazing God is, how he orchestrates when we have needs. He's already ahead of the need. And it's amazing. It's fascinating when we trust him and we just let him do the work. So, all right, you can tell the story.
Okay. I'll give a little bit of a backstory. So, she's got me up on the big stage today. So a few months ago, you know, I was just kind of feeling, I don't want to say stuck, but I felt like I needed more in my life. You know, I had just been accepted as a member to Rockside Church, so it's exciting to see our new members. But I had just been praying for more in my life. And I was like, I don't know, Lord, I don't know what that looks like. And so here goes my mom. If you know my mom, she's a director of human resources. So her mind is always growth. What can you be doing, you know, volunteer-wise? What can you be doing, you know, that's outside of your, you know, your normal like 8-to-5, 9-to-5 job? So she's like, what can you do to get out there like in the community or just within like, you know, your church and different things like that? So I was like, okay. So, you know, I looked around different volunteer things, and, you know, nothing was just sitting quite right. So I waited and waited and prayed about it. And then that one Sunday morning, I was actually, normally I'm here early for live stream. So every now and then I'll be able to catch pre-service prayer. So I was just not feeling well that morning. So I was like, okay, well, I don't really feel like going to pre-service prayer this morning. I'm not really feeling it. And, you know, I really want to just go sit in my car and just like sit there and sleep until like 10:15. So, but no, I felt a little different about skipping pre-service prayer. I didn't really want to skip it. And so I felt that was kind of the Holy Spirit's nudge and was like, okay, go to pre-service prayer. So here I am in pre-service prayer, and Pastor Michelle, she shares that, you know, the church is in need of an admin. And I'm like, okay, all right, you know, okay, Lord, I see what you're doing here. And so I left church, you know, after church, I go home, and I'm like, Mom, I said, they need an admin. I'm like, Rockside Church needs an admin. And she's like, girl, you better go for it. And I'm like, I'm like, all right, Lord, now I really see what you're doing there. So, later that evening, I texted Pastor Michelle, and we got together and, you know, interview process, all of that. And, yeah, here I am, the new Rockside Church admin. And so, yeah, I was going to put in that little shameless plug about pre-service prayer. So, yeah, go to pre-service prayer. It puts my heart at ease just to be able to pray for not only our church, our community, you know, things going on in the world, and, you know, just by being obedient to the Lord and responding to him with the little things. I mean, he's opened up so many doors. So
So, and again, the beautiful part about this, you can stay up here, is when we were talking, right, I was like, there's no way she's going to want this. She already has a full-time job at IWU. So I'm like, how is this even going to work? And so once we're talking, she was explaining how she's like, I want to be able to do a little bit more and be connected. And so I'm like, well, this is like 10 to 12 hours a week. And she's like, that's exactly perfect. I mean, and so we were able to hire her in 10 to 12 hours, and it works within her already, what she's doing. God takes care of us when we come to him, right? He already was working ahead. He had her already set in place, was working in her. And you think about the small things, like if I wouldn't have brought that to that circle at that moment, that could have been a huge missed opportunity. If she wouldn't have been at pre-service prayer that morning, that would have been a missed opportunity. But here we are, right? God in his grace worked it all out. And now we have a new team member that honestly is going to set us up for the next season here at Rockside. And I'm just so grateful and thankful. Thank you for your yes. So can we give her a welcome just again to Rockside Church? We're so glad. We're so thankful for you. So you can be seated. Oh, man. You guys having a good time this morning, right? Got some great testimonies. All right, we got a couple more. You guys good? And we still have baptism after church. Isn't that exciting? Huh. All right, so I'd like to call up to the stage Christine Mitchell and Keisha Rosado. Come on up here. Give a hand clap. All right, Christine, we're going to start off with you so you can stand right here in the middle.
So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about follow. We just started our follow discipleship where we come alongside each other for growing, for a deeper walk with Christ, and we just started it a couple months ago. We have 16 people doing follow, 7 groups, and every group's met once, sometimes twice at this point. So we're just starting, but I want to encourage you, if you want to join one, let me know. You can sign up online, let Pastor Michelle know. But it's exciting for me and for Scott. Scott's sick today, but it's exciting for us to be part of a church when we came a year and a half ago that is wanting to grow. We come and people aren't coming just to come and sit, but there's actually a desire that we see in people in this church to grow in God, in their relationship. We know that you get saved and that's the beginning of your journey. It's not the all end, it's where we start. And we're all on a journey, very individual, very personal with the Lord, but we can come alongside each other and encourage each other to grow deeper. It's not always easy. You know, God's got a plan for our lives, a purpose for our life. So does the devil. And it's not always easy, but we can meet with each other. We can make mistakes. So not a mistake, but 40 years ago, God challenged me to a certain amount of time in prayer. I was a teenager, and I was like, I can't do that. That's just crazy. That's, you know. And then as a mom, it was much, much shorter because it was a crazy time. So 40 years later, a few months ago, God brought that challenge back to my life. You know, I challenged you 40 years ago. So God's gracious, right? He's never gives up on us. And so that's part of being in a group of people is just growing deeper with the Lord. So a verse that's always been one that I've enjoyed is Philippians 1:6. You all probably know it. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Amen. So he never gives up. He never quits, right? 40 years later, he never gave up. So, yeah, it's terrific. It's also an example of we're either moving forward or we're moving backwards. We're never really stagnant in anything. So our walk with Christ, but any part of our life, we're either moving backwards or moving forward. So being with a group of people, I have been very encouraged because it helps me to move forward. It helps me to keep growing. A couple other verses that I would like to encourage you with, also very well known. A couple of my favorites are Isaiah 41:10 that says, "So do not fear, For I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So he's always, always with us. And he's on our side, right? Even if we make a mistake, he's always there. And he's a gentleman. He's not going to force us to grow deeper. We have to be willing. We've got to be taking that time every morning, setting aside the time of, okay, Lord, I'm giving you some time today so that I can be stronger in my walk with you. I can hear you better today. Another one is Isaiah 41:13. For I am the Lord, your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you.
Thank you so much. Let's give a hand clap. Thank you so much. And listen, you can join a follow group at any point. So at any point you're like, you know what, I need to start growing and I need to get in a group. Contact Scott or Christine, see them at the hub. Get involved in a group today because we're better together when we're even following, walking with the Lord together in fellowship as we're growing as Christians, right? All right, Keisha, tell us, what's God been doing?
Amen. Sorry, I don't know why I got nervous. But So recently, well, actually about like 2 months or whatever, I started taking boxing classes just for my health and stuff like that. So they're like workout classes and all that stuff. They're really great. And I started going there. So as I've been going there, I made these two friends. They're young moms and they're so great. They're so nice, so kind. And by this point, like they know that I go to church and all that stuff because they had invited me to work out on Sundays. But I was like, that's the Lord's day. So I was like, no, I go to church. And they're like, oh, that's really cool. And then we had decided that every month we're going to go out like once a month to go out to eat just to celebrate like our progress and our workouts and all that stuff. And I was like, yay, so fun. So we did. Last Friday, we went to Condado's. We got tacos, right? And we're just there. We're having a great time. We're just talking. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so great. Like I'm building relationships and friendships and stuff like that. And out of nowhere, we're just there having a conversation. And they're like, Keisha, I don't know, but I'm just so scared of going to hell. Like, and I'm like, what? I'm just like, is this an opportunity? Like, oh my gosh. And they're just sharing this. And I'm like, well, oh my gosh. I think that the most important thing that you need to know right now is that instead of like thinking about like hell and all these things, think about the joy and the hope that heaven brings and that Jesus brings. Let me tell you, you don't have to go there because we have Jesus. He gave us the free gift of salvation. Like, and all you have to do, there's nothing else that you have to do, but believe in him. Believe in his sacrifice and you're saved. That's it. And they were like, what? And I was like, that is all. Just believe in Jesus. And we just started this whole conversation. And then the other mom was like, and I have a question. I have a bad relationship with my mother-in-law. Like, do I have to forgive her? and I was like, well, Jesus does teach us to forgive, but that doesn't mean you can't have boundaries, right? And so, and she's like, oh, then that's perfect. And I was like, yeah, and just starting to share and just really talking most of the majority of the time about Jesus. And they were like, Keisha, you really need to teach us about like Jesus. And I was like, oh my gosh, like God just did something just so incredible right now. And I like something that when I shared this testimony this morning in pre-service prayer, another shameless plug, Jordan said something that I really, really liked. And he said that, man, it just goes to show how God strategically like places you somewhere. And I was just thinking about that because I was here. I thought I was just going to go work out and, you know, and yay, this is so fun. Punch, you know, and I was like, this is so great. But God was like, yes, I am like, yes, do that. Work out. Be healthy. But let's get to work, you know, because there are people that need Jesus. There are people that need the hope and the love that he brings and the joy that he brings. So he just opened up that opportunity and it was just so great. So just be on the lookout for those opportunities. Because God is placing you wherever you go. I'm pretty sure Pastor Leah just thought she was going to Taco Bell and Arby's and that was it. And God opened up an opportunity for her to share the gospel and bring hope. So let's just be light and bring hope to people around us.
Amen. Thank you. so much. Man, I hope you're being challenged as well as encouraged, right? That's what we're supposed to be light to the world. As we go, we're just supposed to be his witnesses, right? In our everyday life, the love of Jesus, just letting it show through. So I hope that you've been encouraged by some of these testimonies. We're going to switch gears here in our last few moments before we prepare ourselves to go outside and celebrate with a couple that are getting baptized. But I want to say this, baptism is an important part of your walk with Christ. The Bible talks about repent and be baptized. You come to know Jesus Christ, you come to know him as your Lord and Savior, ask him to forgive you of your sins. The next step is to follow him as he was baptized, right? And when we get baptized, we are following his example of being buried, right? We go under the water and then coming out is a symbol of that resurrection, free in Christ. And today we have two individuals that are getting baptized, and they're going to share a little bit about just their journey and why they've chosen at this point in their life to, I think, get rebaptized. Actually, both of them are getting rebaptized. But we're called to go and make disciples, especially here at Rockside Church. That's a biblical mandate for all of us as a church as well. Go and make disciples, right? Teaching them, training them, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We believe what the Word says. We believe that's part of what God has called us to. Amen. And so I want to encourage you, if you have not been baptized, if you haven't followed the Lord's command in that at this point in your life, man, check out next steps. Talk to one of us as leaders. We'd love to walk with you. We'd love to have you be baptized. You can get rebaptized. Sometimes if you got baptized as a child or in a different denomination, you may be at a point where you're like, I'm just ready to recommit my life. I need a fresh start. And that's okay to do, because it's a visual symbol of, all right, Lord, I'm just realigning my life. I'm drawing a line in the sand and saying, today, Jesus, I'm walking with you for the rest of my life. Amen? And so I want to encourage you. If you have questions on that, you know, talk to us. We'd love to walk with you in that. But we get to celebrate two individuals today. And so I'm going to have them both come up together because they'll feel better if they're on the stage together. So I'd like to introduce Felicia Harris and Adriana Thompson. You guys would come up here. And I'm going to have Anna, I'm going to have you go first and share, and then Felicia will close us up. So
I'm not going to lie, I feel like I'm about to pee my pants, but I think I peed about three times already. Okay, so, guys, don't do this to me. All right, so I've been thinking about being baptized for a little bit now. I'm about to cry because it happens all the time.
Don't get us started.
Anyways, I've been thinking about being baptized for a while, since, you know, starting to be a young adult. I was baptized on January 14, 2015, so it was about 9 years ago. But I didn't want to be baptized as a, you know, young adult. Like, I was still sitting in my own dirt. I felt comfortable in my own dirt. But then, like, I recently was thinking about it. My mom was on vacation. She asked me. And, you know, it kind of, like, left my thought. And I was like, like maybe this is probably the day that I'm going to get baptized. So I wrote out what I wanted to say because I, you know, when I think about these kind of things, it goes to my heart and I want to speak what I want to say, like through my heart. So here it goes. So when people ask me why I want to get baptized again, I think back to when I first took the step on January 14, 2015. It was a big moment for me, marking the beginning of my journey with faith and its impact on my life. Now, as I consider getting baptized once more, it's not about just reaffirming what I believe. It's about recognizing how my faith has shaped me over the years. I want to renew my commitment to live according to God's teaching and to share the journey with others who support and inspire me. Baptism, to me, is a powerful symbol of starting fresh, spiritually and publicly, declaring my ongoing journey with God. Amen. It's not just a ritual. It's a personal choice to show my faith and dedication. For me, getting baptized again symbolized a significant step in my spiritual growth. It's about acknowledging my belief in something greater and my desire to live by those beliefs. It's about forgiveness, renewal, and embracing a new life rooted in faith. It's ready to surrender to God's plan and be a part of a community that encourages me and supports each other on this journey. So when people ask me why I'm doing it again, I explain it that it's because my faith has brought me here, and I'm eager to publicly affirm my commitment to God and his teachings.
I am very emotional. I'm super excited, but also filled with so many feelings. So I came to this church a little over a year ago. I always went to church as a child. And I remember getting baptized probably when I was around like six. I remember that experience, being dunked in the water. I went to church my whole life. I went to church all the way up until about high school. And then when college came, you know, and then when I got out of college, I was like, goodbye. You know, I was doing that wandering thing where you go visit churches for a while and try to figure out like which one you want to go to, but like kind of like really not doing it, but saying you're doing it. And then for many, many years, don't go at all. And then you find yourself making excuses like, oh, I've been working so hard all week. Too tired to go to church on a Sunday. This is my day to sleep in. You know, and I'm thinking like, this is what I'm going to do. That was my plan. And that was the plan that I was in. But that wasn't what God needed from me. My relationship with God changed once I graduated from college and I realized I didn't want to return to my home church. For several years, I made excuses as to why I didn't go to church and chose the ways of the world. Anything out there sound great? Hanging with my friends, hanging with my family, anything besides going to church. I visited church, but my heart wasn't really in it. I had turned my back on Jesus. But the amazing thing about him is that he never turned his back on me. I was lost like the prodigal son, and Jesus kept me and saved me from myself. I thank God for his never changing grace and mercy. Being baptized as an adult means to me a rededication of my life to Christ and raising my children in a home that loves the Lord. Now, when we were talking this morning and I was listening to everyone, they were talking about how music and how music touches you. And all week long, I've been thinking of a song, and it's been laid on my heart to talk about this song. And the song was "Honestly, We Just Need Jesus" by Taryn. And it plays on the radio 15,000 times a day. And it's such a beautiful song because it starts out with talking about how we're just looking at the world. You know, we're in this state of being in the world. We pick up our phones every morning out of habit. We're in drama all day long. We're addicted to the rush, you know, whatever life is throwing at us, you know. And the words are telling us that we need to take a step back and look. But I love how at the beginning of this song, it's kind of like how my relationship was with Christ was confusion. And I think I need Jesus. Maybe sometimes I'll need Jesus. I'll need Jesus this week. Maybe not this today, but next time. And as the song keeps going on, it says you take a good look in the mirror and you search your heart and your soul. You help me take your love and trade it into bitter. And then we've been looking in the mirror, drinking in our own vanity. I just love the way she put these words. And then it's still talking about we think we need Jesus. I'm still thinking about, do I need Jesus? But then there's the part that gets the bridge of the song, and it says, we turn away. We're running back to you. Covered in grace, God, you can make us new. And every time that part of the song comes on, I am like moved to tears because I am literally running out of breath back to Christ. And then I'm no longer saying, I think I need Jesus. I am saying, I need Jesus. And so now my testimony is that I need Jesus. I am happy to know Jesus. I am happy to grow and walk wherever that may lead us, lead me. And I am happy to be an example for my children and my friends and my family who have came here to support me, and for them to see a change in me from the girl I was a year ago. And hopefully they see that now I'm walking with Christ. Amen. And so thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, guys. If you guys want to go ahead and you get yourselves changed, you can be dismissed. Thank you, Jesus, right? Can we just give the Lord a hand clap for everything that we've heard today? To God be the glory, great things he has done and is doing and will continue to do. Any one of you could have got up here today and shared what God is doing. I want us to make sure that as we grow as a church, that we stay sensitive to what God is doing in our lives. We listen to the Holy Spirit's promptings. If he's asking us to get involved, if he's asking us to do something, that we pay attention and we say yes to those inclinings, because it just matters. It really matters.